Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's a bitch.
You freaking bitch.
Bye, bitch.
Isachi.
It's over, we think.
I love dong news.
You think Joey's gonna write like a Christmas card to Larry Scott?
He didn't like him, did he?
No, no. I mean, I don't know anyone that likes Larry Scott. Maybe his wife.
Probably not.
Some childhood friends. I don't know. I don't know Larry Scott personally. I think he's kind of a boob. But Joey had a little extra stank.
He sure did.
On the hatred for Larry Scott.
He's gonna stab him in the nutsack, as one of our texters said.
Yeah, he's gonna give him the old Justin Tucker, except they won't be fake. 96% blame.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. But
seems a bit
I stayed out of it. listen, guys, we're running way behind. Okay,
what us?
We always do that with Joey. We got to stop doing that.
We won't,
because we cut into the club.
I know Kurt Ludwig out there is
he's pissed.
He's probably very upset.
Yeah, Kurt from sales. He's like, "What are you guys doing?"
Yeah, I don't like this.
He's not wrong.
And
we got to be better. Yeah,
and we won't. I mean, you could say that you're going to be better, but I know you, and you won't. You won't be
better. Why you blame this on me? This is you. It's my fault.
Who is in charge here?
Schultzy.
Damn it, Schultz.
It's all on me.
Yeah, producer. Got to keep it moving.
Freaking A.
Well, I mean, yeah. Fill it in, but I'll try. A lot of hot aviation news to talk about tonight, too, man.
Why?
Got to let that breathe. Well, the survivor from that Air India crash?
Yeah, Schultz's all over this. I mean, this
well,
is
we
like
talked
his,
about
this
that
is
last
his
night.
Super Bowl.
Did you talk about the JetBlue flight that went off the runway in Boston?
No. What happened?
That happened, like, within hours of the Air India crash. I mean, nobody was hurt, but the JetBlue flight from Chicago to Boston landed at Logan and skidded right off the runway, missed it into some grass. Yeah, nobody was hurt, but that's very scary.
What happened?
They don't know yet. They do not know. It was a fairly new plane, and they have really no idea as far as, like, the brakes not getting hit or nothing's been released as far as that goes yet. That's always a little tougher.
Are they saying, too, that the India Air flight, that was a pilot error? Are they saying that?
No one knows at this point. Because they have the... The final transmission, and both pilots were yelling, "Mayday, mayday, mayday, no thrust, no lift." So they know that it was like they knew they were effed. They could hear you could hear like a million alarm bells going off. Some people are saying that it was a perfect takeoff, and so they're saying that area has been known for bird strikes. So is it possible that both engines had a massive bird strike? And then other people are saying, well, more than likely that would have caused some smoke, but we didn't see any smoke. And then other people are saying that the flaps weren't properly aligned. And if the flaps weren't properly aligned, that could cause some problems. But then other people are saying, yes, it would cause you to have problems with lift, but certainly wouldn't affect you to the ability of not being able to move the plane at all. So there's just a lot of aviation speculation.
Interestingly, too, there was a couple videos circulating now on social media where power wasn't available to even, like, the TVs in your seats.
Yeah.
So people on the plane before it even took off had now put out things that have said, oh, well, we saw that there were issues with just normal things on the plane as well. So it could have been just a power issue with the entire aircraft. Yeah. But most accidents do happen either on takeoff or landing. So,
and still the guy that wandered out, that's still the most insane thing that I've ever
Absolutely
seen in my entire life.
Crazy.
And I guess that, and so I was reading deeper into it today, and they said that surviving the plane crash is one thing. The fact that he was able to walk out of the building, they said that he would have had to walk through a raging inferno past hundreds of charred bodies, including his brothers. And they're saying that the walk out of the building, because it's not like they rescued him from the building. He just wandered out of that thing and was like, hey, I'm here. There, some people are saying that it actually might be more miraculous that he got out of the building, the fire, alive than surviving the crash. Because some people survived the crash, they didn't survive the fire. He survived both. It's insane.
It's obscene.
It is obscene.
He did say he doesn't know how he managed to escape.
It's literally why I told Danny on the air last week, don't wear open-toed shoes or sandals when you're flying. Because if the plane crashes, you will need to run away. And if your sandals are burning, you can't.
Schulte, I love you, brother. But at that point, your footwear has no bearing whatsoever. Whether or not you're making it.
Bro, ask a former pilot. Like, I'm not just coming up with random crap to give you.
Okay. If my 787, whatever, Dreamliner goes down, my life or death depends on whether or not my Crocs are in sport mode or
yes,
not?
Because for it, we're not going to go into this. Yes. Yes, it does. Yes,
wow. It does.
How about that?
That's a take.
I'll tell you what, if it's a burning inferno, you know what? My little bare footsies, they'll get me out of there just fine. I'll be all right. I'll take some burns in my feet.
Says the guy who can't die in a house fire.
I mean, there was a crash in the 80s in a Florida swamp that if people had been wearing shoes because of all the jet fuel that spilled around them, they wouldn't have had burnt feet. Like, this has been taken from many different things.
Gotta wear your footwear.
In your face. Don't question the aviation.
He takes it very seriously.
Expertise of one Jordan Schulte.
Comfort over crash.
Jackass.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me, I'm sitting in first class with those shoes on. Trust me, I hate flying.
He says, I don't know how I managed to escape. He said he saw other passengers die in front of him. He said, for some time I thought I was going to die, but when I opened my eyes, I realized I was alive, and I tried to unbuckle myself from the seat and escape from where I could. A British member of parliament said, it's nothing short of a miracle. I've reached out to the family, and I'm choosing to respect their privacy at this time, but as you may have picked up, one of his brothers was also on that flight, who sadly didn't survive.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. We got to get back on track here.
Crazy story. Yeah.
Hey, you want to talk about cool stuff coming up next?
Let's talk about cool stuff. America, yeah!
Well, we gotta do a pep talk for Sprint Tri Clyde.
Yeah, it's going
down. He's
about
ready to get after tomorrow.
Yeah, we've already seen the photo, and let me tell you, wow.
And we talk Father's Day plans coming up on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hold on. Rob's doing important things.
No, I was just looking at my fantasy team.
Hey, that's important.
The Steamers.
Yeah.
Not doing so hot this year.
Who's the Brewers guy you were talking about yesterday, the rookie?
Yeah. He looked good.
Mizorowski. Rolled my ankle. Got a no-hitter into the sixth and then rolled his ankle.
Yeah, his name was...
Mizorowski.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Mizorowski.
Yeah, doing it.
Yeah, he looked good.
He was throwing 102. Yeah, no-hitter through six.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Hey, the Beavers are up 3-1 in the seventh.
Yeah, they had the bases loaded last inning, but some tall string bean from Louisville came in and got a nasty strikeout and ended the inning.
They showed the stat that the Beavers are 38-1 when leading after six innings.
All right.
So
this is their big stud here, the Arquette, their shortstop.
Oh, Ivar Arquette?
Yeah.
Yeah, like probably fourth or fifth in the MLB draft this summer.
In fact, I saw a list of like the top 15 prospects at the College World Series.
Good luck with the Marlins, Arquette.
And the Beavs have like two of the top five. They got this, and then Whitney, the pitcher, the freshman. He won't go till 2 years from now, 2027. But he's supposed to be a top guy. And then, yeah, this is the top five pick here.
What do you think Sprint Tri Clyde's doing right now?
I'm guessing carbo loading, right?
Yeah. Trying to some spaghetti.
Trying to fit his way into that wetsuit. We saw the wetsuit photo.
Yeah, boy, that's something.
Wow, it is.
I don't really understand why it has no sleeves.
Well,
I guess he said.
Yeah, for the
like arm movement.
Yeah, arm movement. Yeah,
but I mean, you can still move your arms with sleeves.
Yeah, like, if you've ever had anything like sometimes like did Arquette get one?
Oh.
No, I got knee housed. Boy, I'll tell you what. The damn camera angle something.
There's a deep fly ball.
Oh, it's a deep. And then it's caught by the shortstop.
Fly away? No.
Nah.
Well, fly away!
When they do a disservice when they jerk the camera, like, abruptly, and they just show, like the sky. You're like, oh, it was a moonshot. And then it's like, no, dude, it wasn't even warning track.
Last Friday when the Beavers took the lead, too, it's not just home runs. These ESPN people with college baseball are just bad at camera work, because when they took that lead or tied it up in the bottom of the ninth, you didn't see the two runs scoring. You just saw the guy from left field throwing in, and nobody knew. Like, 30 people in the bar didn't start clapping until, oh, no, they changed the score to four. Okay, we're good.
But you know, the problem with Bucks, I'm looking again at the photo of him in his wetsuit.
You can't stop looking, can you?
Yeah, what are you looking for, Rob?
Well, I think I know where you're going, but don't be mean.
Oh, I'm not going to be mean. I just think that it's weird that the sleeveless part, it sort of includes
his lats.
Yeah, it includes like the side boob.
Yeah, it's,
so they could make it sleeveless, but kind of move the cloth out towards the arm a little bit more,
and
to kind of tighten up some of that.
It looks a little bit like he's got some wings.
Yeah,
and not the good kind.
But that's not really his fault.
No, it's all being pushed.
It's put. Yes, this is a bad. Yeah. This to me looks like a bad design.
Yes. Well, I think the design is made for people that don't have excess wings.
Well, okay, but
so I think that's, if you don't have some side moves, I don't think that's a problem. But if you're making a wetsuit for that size, you have to assume that someone is going to have some girth there, and you're right, and that. That they need to move the armhole up a bit.
Yeah, up and over.
Up and over. But if you've, like, we have, in like martial arts, a lot of times you'll wear like a rash guard, like if you're on a mat. And so sometimes those rash guards, you want them to be tight, but if being a bigger person, if you get one that's too tight, like you can't move, it feels like a scuba suit. And I can see where, like, you wouldn't want to swim. Well, in one of those. So the sleeveless makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just not the best fitting, but I don't think that's... He doesn't care. He didn't buy that. Someone, like, loaned it to him. So I think it was kind of one of those...
I don't think he bought anything for this.
No, I think it was all loaned to him.
Yeah.
So I think if he were to get his own wetsuit, he would have chosen one that was a little more...
Oh, for sure.
...flattering.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just... This is a one-off for him.
Well, I don't know. Maybe...
Come on.
You don't think so?
Well, we were talking about this while you were gone. And it's not that you ever regret doing things like this.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know, he's doing a sprint triathlon, which is like a...
It's a big man triathlon.
Well, no, it's not. It's just a shorter triathlon. There are small people in the. I mean, he's a big guy.
Yeah, they call it the Clydesdale division.
Small people. Yes, but the
there's
that's just yeah, that's just
swim?
One division.
Yeah.
Oh, is Clydesdale. Okay. There are other divisions.
Oh, I thought this was all Clydesdale.
No. It's a whole, he's in the Clydesdale division.
Oh, okay.
But
it's a short swim.
It's a short.
Everything is short.
Triathlon.
Yeah, and triathlon like
anyway.
It's a 13-mile bike ride and a 5K and then like a 800-meter swim. It's a sprint.
But I think we all have done it. Like I was talking about the time in my life, I had just this phase where I was gym guy. Like I was going to the gym and lifting weights.
All right.
I had a trainer.
You had a trainer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
In my 20s. And I was kind of ripped. But
well, you are a beefcake.
But it's not like I was like. I don't regret that because I was healthy.
Sure.
But it's so out of character and I would never do it again. Like, I don't regret it. It's just puzzling that I did it. Mm. And I think it's the same thing with Buckley. He's not going to regret doing this.
Yeah.
But this is a one-off.
Mm.
And it's great that he's doing it.
Yes.
And that's why you don't regret it. It's like, oh, I got healthy, I trained, and
challenge
it's great.
Yourself
it's challenge
bit.
Yourself. Right. But come on, dude. Hmm. We all have these in our lives where it's like, well,
is that
it's
like when you decide to buy a leather jacket? Like, I'm going to be a leather jacket guy. And then you're like, maybe not.
Well, but you might regret that. I regret buying my leather jacket because I never wore it.
Yeah. But this, yeah, you won't. I know. I think some people do like the Spartan races.
That's what I
I think that's one.
Yeah, you do Hood to Coast. You don't regret
there
it.
There you go.
But
that's
you don't.
One.
I mean, some people run it again. But
yeah,
how many times?
If you're Sprague.
Yeah, but how many times eventually you get to the point where it's like, okay,
yeah.
I had a Hood to Coast phase in my life.
You're right. There's a lot of people that are Hood to Coast lifers, and then there's people that dabble. You're right. My gal ran two half marathons back to back and proclaimed after this one, which she did not train at all for, she said, I will never do this again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. She was
So it raises the question.
Yeah.
Why did you do it in the first place? You know, what I mean. Like, what was I thinking?
I think the human beings, we still have some of that like leftover like Neanderthal sort of like climb a mountain, like get to the tallest tree, challenge yourself. Like, do you not have this? Like, my daughter said this the other day. I feel accomplished when I do something difficult. Even if it's like, I was digging sprinkler lines.
Oh, nice.
The other day.
Yeah. And I would never tackle that.
No.
I would hire someone.
So, like, I did that, and I got done, I had a bunch of slivers in my hand, and it kind of sucked, and, you know, so I'm picking slivers out of my hand or whatever, and my daughter goes, she goes, you're weird. And I was like, what? She goes, you really like doing things that are hard. And I kind of took a step back, and I was like, I do. I feel there is an adrenaline or a dopamine dump for me when I do something that I consider physically challenging.
You're an idiot, Sue.
And I think a lot of people have that in them.
No, I get that. But again, it's a one-off
thing. I think it's a primate thing.
It's a one-off thing. It's like there are – like Buck probably does that or satisfy – whatever itch this scratches.
Sure.
It's not like it's the first time he's tried to scratch that itch.
Yeah.
He gets that in other ways.
Sure.
But somehow he's chosen a sprint triathlon. It's very out of character.
It is weird.
It's not going to happen again. He won't regret it, but you kind of wonder what he was thinking.
Hmm.
And we all have these in our lives.
Yeah.
I ran a half marathon once. What the hell was I thinking? Again, don't regret it. But my wife did the dragon boat races.
Oh,
what was she thinking?
I remember that.
I mean, she doesn't regret it.
No.
But she did it once.
Yeah. But you never know, because there are people that do the dragon boat race, and then it's like, hey, I'm doing this every single year.
No, that definitely happens.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is we all have these more than we have
the
thing that sticks.
Yeah. Well, like golf stuck for you, right?
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
that's not necessarily – I mean, that's a physical challenge, but it's not –
Well, it checks a lot of different boxes
checks a lot
for
of
me.
Different boxes.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things that I get out of golf, but and everybody has that thing.
Yeah.
But that's kind of in my character. That kind of fits my personality. Whereas a half marathon or getting ripped at the gym does not. And yet, I had those phases.
Well, someone said I remember Buckley also tried boxing.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
But he, But he didn't. He tried
one session.
Foxy boxed.
No, he foxy boxed. He boxed where no one else is punching you back. Like he did a
look, he just wants to try to get himself in shape.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I offered, because like I actually belong to a boxing in like a Muay Thai gym where you do punch each other. And like I asked him, I said, if you really like this, I said, if you want, we can go and we'll put on some headgear and like we won't, you know, we'll just, you can actually see what it's like to have someone. And he was like, yeah, no. Like there was like a line, but I see that a lot, whether it's in the combat stuff or like if you even like with jiu-jitsu, we see a lot of people that come through and they're there for like a week because they want to try it, but then you find out that it hurts or you don't like getting punched or you don't like, you know, some like it's different than like, hey, I'm tired running a race. You're like, hey, someone's like choking me or someone punched me in the face. But you do see a lot of people roll through there, kind of what you're talking about, that they do the free week trial. I'm willing to guess that free week trial at any sort of combat sport might be the ultimate thing you're talking about. Because probably 99% of the people that do the free class or the free trial, you will never see them again. And you know it. You know the people when you come in and you watch them go through the day, you're like, yeah, you're not coming back.
Yeah, I guess we all just kind of do this and we just search.
Yeah.
And that's part of it.
Yeah.
Well, Rob, you getting like totally just jacked in your 20s, didn't every dude want to do that? Like everybody's trying to get laid in their 20s when they're single. Like,
yeah. Well, I wouldn't say I was totally jacked, but I was pretty disciplined for a while.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then it just fades away.
Yeah.
Phases out.
We all have different, which is why most people don't get to be a scratch golfer. Most people don't get to be an elite runner. Right. Most people don't get a black belt in anything. Most people don't, you know, whatever. It's hard. It's hard to stick with something that's physically challenged. But I do believe that human beings are meant to do hard things. And if we tried more hard things, whatever that is, learning skills, learn to play guitar, ride a motorcycle, become a golfer, try a sport you never tried before. I do think that is really, really good for your brain and your body if you force yourself to do things that are uncomfortable and that you aren't good at. Because too often I think we get to the, well, I don't know how to do that. I've tried it once. I wasn't good at it and I'm never going to do it again.
Yeah.
And I think that's...
Yeah, you got to power through that.
Yeah, I think you do a disservice. Like the first time you picked up a golf club, were you any good?
Oh, God, no. Who's good when they pick up a golf
club? Well, some people are.
For the first time?
Dude, some people are duck to water. You know, it's the same people that pick up a guitar and or pick up a set of drums and they can play by ear. Like, they're just, that's a God-given or Tom Cruise-given gift. But think about what would have happened if you played your first round of golf and you were terrible and you're like, I'm never doing this again. You would have missed out on probably the best hobby you've ever had.
Well, one of the reasons I play golf is because I really love golf is because I sucked at it and I got pissed off at sucking. Seriously.
Yeah. So you're
that's
like,
what motivated.
Like, I'm going
to
do this.
I said, I'm either going to never play this sport again because I got tired of being a, you know, just going to a scramble or being a weekend warrior and shooting 85 and sucking rocks or shooting 90 or whatever. I'm like, what? And then I look at guys like Ricky Fowler, who's like 5'4", a buck nothing. He's hitting the ball 300 yards. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, well, obviously there's nothing physical that I need to be good at this. What am I missing about this dumb game? That's what it was. So I said, listen, I want to see how good I can get at this. Maybe I just am going to naturally suck at this and I'll never get any better.
Yeah.
But I am going to actually commit to getting better at this because I'm tired of sucking at it. And I don't need to be 6'9" like in basketball.
Yeah.
So I went on that quest.
Yeah.
And that's why I went on that quest. And I'm still, and the beauty of golf is, you're always on that quest. Yeah. Rory McIlroy is the best golfer, one of the best golfers in the world, and he is still on that quest.
And
that is a wonderful game.
And I think that's my point. That quest that you're on, whatever it is, that quest makes you a better person and makes your life better.
Yeah, it definitely fulfills.
You just have to find your quest.
Something, yeah, find your quest. Well, I can tell you this. For Clyde, it is not the sprint try, okay? I'm calling him out right now. But I love it.
We're saying it's a one and done.
It's a one off.
All right.
But I think he's going to do great tomorrow. and I'm pulling for him. And I already sent him a kissing emoji.
Nice. Yeah, we and hopefully he doesn't get hit by a car.
In Ben.
Or drown.
Or drown. Yes, or pass out.
Yeah, any of those things.
Or trip and fall. Or
skin a knee or
yeah.
Fly away.
Well, a lot can go wrong.
Can go wrong.
All right, we'll talk about Father's Day. What is the number one Father's Day activity? We'll get to that next. Here is Schultze. Oh, hello.
Hi.
So, Father's Day weekend, guys.
Yes. My children have arrived. Well, two of them.
Yeah.
The one disappointing one, she's in Korea. She can't come back for Father's Day.
That'd what be are they doing for you?
A bit of a trip. Nothing. They don't do a damn thing.
Really?
No.
You guys don't have anything doing
those
going on?
Those ungrateful bastards.
On Sunday? Surely they're like, get you a card or something, right?
I think we're going to the Hops game.
Say something nice. Oh, are you?
Yeah. We were going to go up and see the Mariners. Usually like a baseball game or something. But we're dog sitting for a friend of ours. So and the dog's like on his he's like
dying.
Yeah, and we didn't want to leave all day. We're gonna train up, so we punted, and we're gonna go. I think the last 6 or 7 years we've done baseball on Father's
Day. They're eating the dogs.
Kind of feel like Father's Day and baseball kind of go hand in hand.
Well, I'm guessing a lot of dads go to sporting events on Father's Day.
Yeah.
I bet that's what is the number one Father's Day activity, do you think? Because that's probably up there.
That's, a buffet maybe. I don't know.
A buffet?
Like an, I don't know. Don't, like a
probably
lot of dads,
a barbecue, though.
Yeah, barbecue.
A barbecue.
But then the dad, does the dad want a barbecue? Because, like, the dad's not going to let anyone else cook on his grill.
Golf?
Yeah, I could see that being a thing. I'm not a big. I don't need a bunch of hullabaloo. No.
Most dads don't.
Yeah, you know. Oren usually cooks me like a dessert. That's like the go-to. Yeah. She'll bake me a cake or like a certain dessert or whatever, and then I just like having the family together. I think Iserman came down just for Father's Day weekend.
He's wearing a Timbers jersey with Suk on the back.
They gave those to us, remember, right when
I have one somewhere.
Yeah, except to the Timbers out there, you gave me like a large.
Mine was a small.
I mean, what? No offense, but like, what are we?
I know
you don't look like a large.
It was awesome that you gave me a jersey with Suk on the back, and you spelled it right and everything, and number 11, solid number, Mark Messier.
Don't you think it's weird that your kid's walking around with your name on the back of his jersey? Like, your nickname on the back of his jersey?
Well, for a while, he was Suk. Yeah, I think when he,
But it's like, he's kind of advertising that he's Suk. I mean, come on.
No.
that seems like something you would not like.
No, that does, I mean, I don't know. I guess I never really thought about that. I mean, when I go to Timbers games, I get plenty of Suk! And so now they can just point, except they're going to be like, hey, why is there an Asian child wearing Suk? Although they're going to get the...
Well, they'll know.
They'll know. You get, hey, are you Iserman? He gets that a lot.
Tiny Y wants some... He's like Martell Webster in Blazer gear Nordstrom's.
He's out there spinning it around. Well, because I have a Winterhawks jersey with Sukanik on it, and my daughter wears that to Winterhawk games. She'll rock the Sukanik jersey. And
I don't know if I can get behind this.
I could not wear something with my name on the back. That would jam me up.
I don't want my kid wearing something with my name on the back.
But I don't know. I kind of think it's sweet. I think it's cute when my kids do it. It doesn't bother me at all that the kids do it.
Schultze, what are you doing for your dad?
We're going to go have pizza. I still haven't figured out what to get him. I don't know if I want to do like a Beavers gift or something. I usually try to get him something sporty for Father's Day every year.
Maybe a headband.
Yeah.
I could get him his own Mariners headband.
I'll sign a baseball for him.
Well, I'd be interested to see what Papa Schultz has going on.
Well, his hairline's a lot higher than mine.
I'm trying to think of where you... I can't picture you having parents.
What?
I don't know.
Really
I just kind of feel
but
like...
also insulting.
I just feel like Schultze was just there. He always was and always will be. I don't know. You know, like, you picture where someone came from and, like, childhood and, like, all that. Like, I can't...
Salem?
Yeah, my dad was a police officer there for almost 30 years for Marion County.
I just can't. I don't know. I need to go to Schultz's house and look through like a... You're a childhood yearbook guy, aren't you? You got photos?
No, I mean, if stuff's there, it's packed away. It hasn't been looked at in years.
I don't know. I'm fascinated by what Senior Schultz has going on.
I was thinking of doing a poker night for everybody.
And
so we'll get
Mrs.
drunk, we'll
Schultz
look at some pictures.
And that whole thing. I don't know.
My mom.
He was hatched somewhere.
Normal lady. Lovely woman. Like, what am I supposed
to
say?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what we're getting at.
There's nothing. It's just that sometimes when you I remember the first time like meeting like the Dusty's family and then like seeing like the photos of like high school and like teenage Dusty, you're like, oh man.
Like what the hell?
Like that's where you came from. It's just
he had a mullet.
Yeah. And like bleach blonde hair, and it's the thing.
I also had bleach blonde hair. Which is probably the least surprising thing any fan listeners heard.
Like if you could go back and see like young high school, like just a fly on the wall. Of any, Schultz, I'm not gonna lie, you're high on my list of what I would like at the fan.
What do you mean? Like,
if I could go back and see like 16 to 17, like, I got glimpses into the childhood of different fan staff, and I had to like power rank and just to go back and observe like Quantum Leap style. I'm not gonna lie, Schultz would be high on my list of seeing a young, developing Jordan Schultz go through life. I am fascinated by that.
A lot of football pictures, a lot of choir pictures, bro.
I don't know. I just... Because some of it, like, I know what's going on. Like, I got a real good idea, like, what dirt was like. Sprague talks about his a lot. You know, that's fine. I got it. But Schultz, I don't know. I can't... Can't quite put my finger on it. You're an enigma, buddy.
I mean, I'm the product of 5 divorces, so that's probably why. I don't mean to go sad, but it's just like a lot of households as a kid.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
5! Yep. My parents got divorced from each other, then they each got divorced from another person, and then they each got married again, and one parent got divorced from that third person. So 5.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, about that.
That explains a lot.
I have a divorce, but I think a lot of people have a divorce. The Rocks, though, no divorce.
No. Yeah. Come on. Rock solid.
Well, you waited long. Solid. You waited long to get married, which is what I did as well. So.
Well, my wife's dad has been married and divorced 6 times.
Nice. Solid.
Yeah.
Man, Dick
That's why
is,
he likes Bi-Mart so much.
I guess. Yeah. Dick gets around, huh?
Yeah, he was a ladies' man back in the day.
Oh, right.
Not anymore, though.
I like it. No. Well, you know, we all have our days, and then, you know, you settle into the Bi-Mart days.
That's right.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with the Bi-Mart days.
Give me Bi-Mart Tuesday, baby.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.